Ever wonder what makes a local business, like, really pop online?
Interesting question.
Today we're taking a deep dive into O'Connor's Lawn and Garden, trying to figure out just that. So picture this. It's spring. You're finally able to get out in the yard, need some new equipment, maybe a new mower. You stumble upon O'Connor's website. And we're going to go beyond just, you know, checking out their lawnmowers. We're digging into how they've built their online presence, their whole story.
It's amazing how a website can go beyond just being a digital storefront, right? Mm-hmm. It's a chance for a business to really showcase what they're about, their values, their expertise, even personality.
That's so true. And O'Connor's gets it.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, they hit you with the O'Connor's way.
Yeah.
Family-owned, third generation, run by Sean and his wife, Stacy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Over 70 years serving Oklahoma.
That's huge. Yeah. It's really smart to lead with that legacy, the personal touch. People crave that.
Yeah.
Especially with services like lawn care. You're buying into experience. You're trusting their expertise. It goes way beyond just buying a product.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're not some here today, gone tomorrow company. We've been rooted in this community forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that really comes through in their history behind O'Connor's fertilizer section.
Okay, how so?
Well, that got this line. National chain fertilizers are like bread. You'll get by day, but you need to add the meat and potatoes.
Oh, I love that. It's such a great analogy. Instantly sets them apart from those huge corporations, the positions O'Connor's as the provider of, you know, that superior personalized solution.
Mm.
And it gets you thinking, have I just been getting by with my lawn?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want more, that quality and expertise that you won't find at just any old store. Yeah, totally. And it's not even just, you know, their fertilizer. It's how they present everything online, you know, their products. It tells a story.
Oh, for sure.
They could just slap a list of mowers and weed whackers up there, but they don't.
Right. It's very intentional. Like, yeah, their website layout, it actually says a lot about, like, who they're targeting as customers.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So, front and center, still zero turn mowers. Like, they mention them everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that.
And still, they're known for quality, durability, performance. Not for everyone.
Definitely not.
That's for the serious lawn enthusiast. You know, the type who sees their yard as an extension of their home, not just a patch of grass.
It's like they're speaking directly to that homeowner who's, like, daydreaming of those perfect lawn stripes. Right.
Exactly. And then you'll see they've listed specific models. Toro, Ferris, even have prices for some.
Which is kind of surprising, honestly.
Right. But it actually makes sense.
How so?
Well, it plays into their whole transparency thing. They're not being shady, trying to lure people in with hidden fees or anything.
So they're building trust right there.
Mm.
Being upfront about the products, the pricing, it all matters.
Exactly.
Okay, but it goes beyond the big ticket stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have Sean's picks and those blog posts about lawn care, like that one about Spanish speaking services. That was cool.
Okay, so that's where they really knock it out of the park, community building wise.
Yeah, how so?
Sean's picks, it's like, hey, your neighbor's giving you advice, recommending his favorite tools, right? And then the blog,
yeah,
especially the Spanish language stuff, that shows they're there for the entire community. They see everyone.
It's that you belong here feeling.
Exactly.
You're not just a customer. You're like a neighbor. They want to help out.
Right.
Which, let's be real, we all need help with our lawns sometimes.
For real.
Speaking of needing help, can we talk about the elephant in the room? The supply chain stuff? It's hard to talk about getting anything new these days without acknowledging that. It's kind of hard to talk about, like, getting anything new these days without thinking about the whole supply chain situation.
That's,
you know,
for sure. Impacts everything.
I was curious to see how O'Connor's tackles that, you know, on the website.
Yeah, it's tricky for businesses, right? Like, if you ignore it, people notice. But freaking everyone out about potential shortages, mm-hmm, not exactly great for business either.
Right. So how do they handle it?
Well, they put a banner up right there on the homepage.
Okay, yeah.
Straightforward. National inventory shortage.
So they're not shying away from it.
Nope. And then they follow it up with a clear call to action. Call for availability.
Smart.
It's smart because it's like, hey, this is a national problem, not just us, manages expectations. And then that call to action is like, but hey, we're here. We're working on it. Talk to us.
Yeah, it's like that saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You know,
exactly.
We're doing our best, but let us know what you need and we'll figure it out together.
Mm.
I feel like that builds trust, especially when things are uncertain.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, when you look at everything, all the pieces of their online presence, it's clear O'Connor's gets it.
What do you mean?
they understand that connection with customers. It's everything. Yeah. They've got the family history, the quality brands. And it's that personal touch, you know?
Yeah.
But then they take it even further, creating that community feeling, being transparent, helpful.
Like, almost like you're part of the family.
Yeah. Right? And it makes you realize their online presence, it's not just about selling lawnmowers.
It's about building relationships.
Exactly.
It makes you think, you know, when you're browsing online, what's the story behind the website?
Yeah, what are they really saying?
What do they value? How are they talking to you? It's fascinating when you start to really see it. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of O'Connor's Lawn and Garden.